Hey guys, welcome back to Japanese for Kids and Beginners. If you watched my first podcast, I would definitely recommend watching that. But in this one, we are going over my favorite books for learning Japanese at the beginning. Once you are more advanced, you can kind of go off on your own. But for me, I started simply just going to my library and collecting the amount of free books I wanted, because that's amazing. And depending on where you live, free books are hard to find, but it was a lot simpler finding it from a library. Okay, these are all the books I got from a library. Yeah, the first one I like the best is Japanese at a Glance. It's like a travel dictionary. It's the fourth edition by Barron's. It has maps and different words. There's like different categories: food and drinks, shopping, entertainment, the things for getting by. It's awesome. I love it. The next one is Japanese sentence patterns for effective communication, a self-study course and reference. This is by Taeko Kamiya, the author of the Handbook of Japanese Verbs and Handbook of Japanese Adjectives and Adverbs. Cool. This one is more of like a textbook style, which has a lot of sentence structures to help you learn Japanese. Next, which I'd recommend a lot, is children's books. The first one I got has a lot of words that are simple to read, like hana, which is flower, and neko, which is cat, or shiakuru, which is shovel, or usagi, which is bunny. Simple words like that in children's books. Like oyasuminasai. Why is that good night? I don't know. Okay, I'm just reading this. This is Practical Japanese is the next one. Practical Japanese by Jun Maeda. Tuto Language Library. I like this one a lot. It's kind of dictionary set up. I kind of marked off the chapters with post-it notes. This next book I'm kind of confused about, because it's called English Grammar for Students of Japanese, the study guide for those learning Japanese. But it's only romaji, which is the, like, with the alphabet that you use in America, but Japanese. I don't really understand this book. The next one is called Decoding Kanji by Yaeko S. Habain. Yeah. And it's also kind of textbook styled, but I like this one as well, because kanji is the most difficult part of Japanese. I have another kanji book, which is a guide to reading and writing Japanese, which has covers 2,136 kanji and 100 general use kanji and 1,009 essential kanji. And it has the strokes and practice room. Actually, no practice room. But it tells you the amount of strokes, tells you how to pronounce it, tells you what it means, and stuff like that. Those are the kanji books. The next one I already mentioned is the Japanese alphabet. I mentioned it in my last one. I'd recommend, if you were to learning Japanese, have like a little book section to help you study. The next few books I have to move over because I have them on my bookshelf. And the Handbook of Japanese Verbs, which is also by Taeko Kamiya, and Japanese Dictionary of Grammar, which is by Seiichi Makino and Michio Tsutsetsu, and this other book, which is in Japanese, which I got from a tag sale from my neighbors. Japanese English Visual Dictionary. And the last one is a N4 level learning Japanese books. And the last one is Making Sense of Japanese. I also have the N3 JLPT level book. If you don't know what JLPT is, that is Japanese Language Proficiency Test. Yeah, and that is my second podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope I can help you guys learn Japanese. Bye-bye.